Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, this afternoon, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So without further ado, hi, Joel. How are we doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, tell us what the really important issues are today.
Well, the top story for tomorrow's World Affairs Brief is going to be Russian bear rising, the slow rise of Russia from its supposed demise and the fall of communism. And of course, you know, Russia, flush with cash from high energy prices, continues its long planned return as a world power, clearly intending to challenge the United States as the world's sole hegemonic unipower. According to Newsweek's Owen Matthews, he wrote, he says a large chunk of cash has gone into rebuilding the beleaguered Russian army. Putin has pledged the military $189 billion over 5 years, commissioning a new generation of ICBMs specifically designed to evade U.S. missile defenses, and ordering up 6 new carrier battle groups, which will make the Russian Navy even mightier than its Soviet predecessor within 20 years. So, in this week, I'm analyzing Putin's latest maneuver to test Western resolve, pulling out of the Conventional Forces Treaty in Europe. You know, the development of the massive underground bunkers and weapons factories in the Ural Mountains began after the supposed collapse of the Soviet Union and continues to this date. Strangely, of course, the CIA and the State Department continue to downplay and explain away these danger signs. So Russian President Putin rarely misses an opportunity to attack the U.S. for its intervention and bullying around the world, and yet Putin continues to President Bush continues to view Putin with rose-colored glasses, saying he's even more trustworthy than before.
Yeah, he was just up in Kennebunkport with President Bush here a couple of weeks ago, and I see pictures of, you know, Laura Bush handing Putin a great big bouquet of flowers, you know, and what sort of madness is this? I mean, they have to know that he's killing people over there, right and left. Anybody objects to his government, you know, that's a sure way to end up with a bullet or a poisoning or something else. I mean, they harass people there. Journalists, members of the Duma who've opposed what's going on. And how could it be that our leaders could be so naive unintentionally?
Well, you know, President Bush, of course, only knows what his advisors brief him on, and of course they've told him that we've got to keep Russia on our side, and so we've got to play up to him, we've got to defuse this rising tension between Russia and the United States, but it's not going to be defused. In fact, you know, Putin continues to leverage off of the statements made by Bush, or read by Bush, relative to preemptive striking around the world. Putin says we can use that too. You know, war on terror justifies doing anything within a nation, and Putin uses that. The war on terror, they use agent provocateur, you know, KGB-induced bombings of apartment buildings to induce the war in Chechnya, or at least retaliating in Chechnya.
Well, I think a lot of unanswered questions. I share your concern about what's happening as far as Russia increasing militancy, building up, of course, their nuclear, not deterrent, but really these can be used as weapons of aggression as well. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at Genesis.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen, and Joel's been talking about the fact that Putin is certainly sounding increasingly aggressive. Russia seems to be beginning to build up its military again. And so you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, it's my contention has been over many years that the fall of the Soviet Union was, in fact, a very carefully crafted deception. One that was colluded with U.S. media, because certainly there were enough holes in the story that any investigative reporter would have seen that KGB don't fail to attack President Gorbachev in his undefended villa and fail, nor do the heads of the KGB or defense minister flee if there's nobody to flee from. Nobody asks those questions. Why Yeltsin's televised speech on top of a tank, and why they didn't pull the plug on the television station since it was still in the hands of the communists. Nobody in the media asked those questions. That shows a bit of collusion in terms of getting caught up in this phony deception. But in any case, the entire scene about Putin being an antagonist, for example, of Boris Berezovsky and the other oligarchs who have fled to asylum in the West, is a crafted deception as well. All of the oligarchs who made themselves wealthy over the crown jewels of Russian or Soviet industry were, in fact, the secret Soviet leaders of the Soviet Union. They, in fact, have made themselves wealthy because they alone could get the government to loan them the billions of rubles it took to take possession of those companies, made themselves billionaires. Now they claim, of course, to be outcasts from society when, in fact, Berezovsky is the one who put Putin into office. He met, according to Spanish intelligence, with Berezovsky in his villa 5 times before he ascended to the presidency of Russia. So Putin's as much as a puppet as Yeltsin was, though Yeltsin clearly was a bumbling drunk. Putin is a KGB artist that is much more capable of, building back the image and establishing confidence within the Russian people that the former Soviet might is going to return. And so while the West is busy handing him all the excuses to criticize the United States for being the hegemon and bully of the world, Putin is, as I said, using its great hordes of cash from energy sales of both gas and oil around the world to boost their military services, and even the stated amounts of $189 billion over 5 years is much understated because most of their weapons programs are, in fact, secret. But going back to this treaty move here, pulling out of the Conventional Forces Treaty, it was signed in 1990. It was completely favorable to the Soviets. While both sides were to downsize all conventional forces to relative parity between NATO and CIA, or NATO and the U.S., the Russians were allowed to comply with a reduction in their armed forces simply by removing them to storage facilities beyond the Ural Mountains. They didn't have to destroy anything like the U.S. and NATO did. So when NATO announced that it was going to establish military bases in the former Soviet states that are now part of NATO, Russia complained that this amounted to a NATO violation of the treaty, and Russia's foreign minister responded that Russia would consider itself no longer limited in its deployment of heavy weapons to its western border with NATO countries. So in essence, we're going to see what appears to be the return of a Cold War, tanks lining the borders. But during the 1990s, Russia had used the expansion of NATO beforehand all as an excuse to demand amendments to the treaty that ratified Russia's huge armor deployments to the south of Russia during the Chechen War. In fact, Russia had moved those weapons out of storage in the Ural Mountains in clear violation of the treaty and demanded a settlement then. In other words, let's amend the treaty since we violated it. Let's give us an agreement, in other words, that will validate our violation of the treaty. Russia never wanted to give an inch when it can demand a mile, offered to withdraw troops from Georgia and Moldavia in exchange for the deal to ratify their increase of troops coming out, or increase of armor equipment coming out of their depots in the Ural Mountains. The deal was made, and what should we expect? Russian troops are still in Georgia. Well, Russia's latest move is upping the ante over U.S. insistence in installing a few token anti-ballistic missile systems in Eastern Europe. These missile systems, in fact, directly threaten Russia's growing battery of first-strike Topol-M missiles, which target U.S. and Britain. The Russia has been testing the truth of U.S. claims that the AABM systems were aiming at confronting rogue missiles from Iran, not Russia. And it offered basing facilities in southern Russia where they would be more effective against Iranian missiles. And sure enough, the U.S. Refused to accept that, because if the U.S. were really serious about targeting Iranian missiles, it wouldn't need Russian bases in the south of Russia or even Tajikistan. They could simply use bases in U.S.-controlled Iraq, which is right under the boost phase arc of Iranian missiles if they were headed for Europe. So Bush's rejection confirmed Russia's suspicion that these ABMs, destined for Poland and Czechoslovakia, are in fact meant to target Russian offensive missiles in their boost phase over the Poles, where they'd be most vulnerable. Now, while this appears as if Bush is legitimately defending U.S. and Western NATO interests, the few missiles being proposed are way too few in number to stop a Russian attack. And as I said in prior briefings, I believe the real reason the ABM system in Poland and Czechoslovakia is to threaten the Russians with the appearance of a future encirclement to hasten Russians' planned preemptive strike to the West. This is a key element in the globalist plan to justify going to war with Russia and China in order to force a new world order upon all the rest of the nations who will be threatened with attack from Russia. Nations which the globalists view as our view having archaic notions, you know, of national sovereignty, like us, Dr. Stan.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's only a matter of time before this third world war comes about in one form or another, and certainly Russia and China are going to be aligned against the United States.
You know, some liberal editors in the U.S. are beginning to wax eloquent about the virtues of disarmament again. I'm going to quote from the editorial board of the Boston Herald, who told their readers this week that the United States has every interest in assuring itself that the Russians are keeping their word, and no interest in keeping Russia from acquiring the same assurance about U.S. itself. quote, we are not aware of any problems with the inspections that both sides have been conducting since they began under the 1987 Intermediate Forces Treaty. Dr. Stan, this is just simply ludicrous.
Absolutely. In other words, basically, the Russians have lied to us at every turn. I mean, we financed their, you know, their taking down and, you know, some of their nuclear missiles, and then they'd never let us even know what they did with the nuclear material they were supposed to destroy.
That's right. We built a nuclear storage warhead facility, storage of warheads in Russia, and as soon as it was completed, the Russians blocked our inspections of it so we couldn't tell how many warheads they had inside. This is a very expensive facility with a lot of shielding. A lot of facilities, and they're built to U.S. specifications to take apart warheads and recycle them. We gave them all of the technology to do what would have cost them millions and millions of dollars, and then they shut out our inspection. In fact, they've never let us into their newest facilities in Yamato Mountain. They've only allowed our inspectors into the old, decrepit World War II-type facilities, which essentially are just there to deceive the West into thinking that all their systems are decrepit. The Boston Herald goes on and says, the United States has declared total holdings of bombs and warheads to be 5,866, and Russia has declared 4,162. Now, let me explain why they use the verb declared their holdings. Declared means that they're saying it without inspection. Well, the U.S. doesn't declare their holdings. The Russians are free to inspect our warheads, and they have. We keep Russian inspectors at our various weapons depots, housed in nearby condominiums, in luxury condominiums at taxpayers' expense. U.S. inspectors aren't even allowed to inspect anything modern in the United States, and they're kept in below-grade type housing. But the point is, they use the word declared on the part of the United States because they're going to use it for Russia. Russia indeed declares their numbers, and the CIA ratifies them simply out of political deference to Russia. We've never been inside. We've never verified anything. So they're trying to use the same verb, declaring your holdings, as if Russia and the United States are on equal ground relative to inspections. They are not. The U.S. allows full inspection, and Russia does not. So, you know, this is just either very naive of the Boston Herald, or they are extremely pro-Russia in terms of their declarations. As to their statement that they're not aware of any problems with the inspections, I can only say they must not even read their own papers. As Ken Timmerman pointed out in WorldNet Daily, during the Cold War, the SS-23 missile, you know, this was the Intermediate Nuclear Missile Treaty, was right at the end of the Cold War. And we agreed to remove all our Pershing missiles, and the Russians agreed to remove all their SS-23 and SS-20 intermediate range missiles that they had in the Soviet states. So while the Russians, under the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement, signed in 1987, pulled out with great fanfare their longer-range SS-20 missiles. The Russians, again, were allowed to keep the warheads. That constituted the bulk of their force in Europe, but they secretly rushed several batteries of the shorter-range SS-23s to East Germany, Czechoslovakia, and Bulgaria just prior to the signing of the treaty, and never declared them nor destroyed them. They were found, in fact, in 1995, in Czechoslovakia and East Germany and Bulgaria, and we come to find out that these were secretly existing with the knowledge of the supposedly anti-communist leaders like Václav Havel, who had taken power in Czechoslovakia and were supposedly representing the interests of the West. And this proves that Russia, in fact, set up a lot of these Eastern Bloc nations with former anti-communists who were, in fact, still looking out for the interests of Russia. And to this very day, we know that Solidarity, for example, in Poland, was not in fact an anti-communist organization, but was in fact pretending to be anti-communist.
Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We'll be right back with Joel here in just a moment at Genesis.
Hey.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Ground-based weapons, and didn't we decommission almost all of those here just a couple of years ago?
Yes, we did. Last year in September, the decommissioning of the 50 Peacekeeper missiles was complete, and the parts were shipped to Hill Air Force Base in Utah for storage. These were the largest intercontinental ballistic missiles that we had, with 10 warheads each, the most accurate, most powerful warheads, the ones the Russians really feared, most because of the ability to penetrate deep into the ground of their bunker systems that they were developing. President Bush and Putin, during his first term, signed an agreement stipulating that the U.S. would dismantle their 50 peacekeeper missiles in exchange for Russia dismantling their Satan SS-18 missiles and several other types of missiles. The Russians announced they were not going to destroy the remaining SS-18 missiles some year after they signed the agreement, but the U.S. continued to dismantle our 50 peacekeepers. And, you know, with great fanfare, I can't believe the naivety of our missile people, the general said, you know, the peacekeeper has kept the peace for this amount of time. It's done its mission. Now it's all over and it's time to retire it. You know, how naive can we get when we have these kinds of people running our military? And last week, the U.S. announced another dismantling of 50 Minuteman III missiles without any Russian quid pro quo. So we must ask, why is it the U.S. continues to go headlong down this suicidal path? Even Condoleezza Rice said the other day, along with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, their pledge to reduce arsenals of nuclear weapons to the lowest possible levels. Well, it certainly isn't happening on the Russian part. And, you know, it's no wonder that American public's so willing to be led like lambs to the slaughter when you have big media outlets like the Boston Herald saying, it's disconcerting to have to say this, but the Russians have the better idea on how to achieve disarmament. I mean, this is just ludicrous. This is either incredible ignorance or outright deception on the part of our own media.
Well, I think the Russians do have a good idea how to achieve disarmament. They get us to disarm, and they continue their effort to build up their military potential. But, Joel, it doesn't make any sense. And so if it doesn't make any sense, then there must be another explanation for it.
Well, and there is. My general theory states that, in fact, the U.S. intends to induce a third world war through a preemptive strike by Russia and China upon the West in order to disarm the West in one fell swoop. This allows our own leaders to come out of their bunkers and declare, oh my goodness, the Russians and Chinese must have been deceiving us. We thought they were our allies. Now our only choice is to band together rather than submit. You know, Russia will attempt, I think, only try to take out U.S. and British military might, will attempt to blackmail the rest of Europe into submission. And our leaders will come out of their bunkers and try to rally the world to fight against this. And you might say, with what, once you've absorbed a nuclear preemptive strike? Well, I think the United States has other secret capabilities that they are harboring, not intending to defend American interests, but to turn over to UN interests in the name of fighting this great war against Russia. And I think it will engender all of the kinds of phony patriotism you've seen surrounding the phony war on terror, and we'll see that applied to defeating Russia. Now, it would be very difficult to defeat Russia unless China defects and attacks Russia's rear, which I think is the reason why we've been secretly facilitating Chinese technology transfers and helping the Chinese so that we can build that kind of relationship to secretly get them to be able to back the New World Order during this war with Russia. Anyway, that's my general theory. Your readers can read more about it on a piece called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com.
Well, we're living in exciting times, Joel, and I'm just so pleased I'm here. I hope I'll have a few more years because I want to see how this thing turns out.
Well, it's very interesting watching how this conspiracy is going to take down liberty, still proclaiming to defend liberty. It's a very interesting deception. I mean, part of that has to do with using Al-Qaeda to continue to drive the war on terror. Whenever the Iraq war or the war on terror starts to lose momentum, they bring out another video of Osama bin Laden or his second-in-command, Zawiri, claiming they're going to attack the West again. But this is just, you know, so much. There have been several pieces on the web, including one by Eric Margola and another by Paul Joseph Watson, showing that these things are really CIA creation.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. We're talking about the fact that Russia is arming in preparation for war, and the American people are, well, we're preparing for the next football season, and we just wonder who's going to get the Super Bowl. And of course, nobody is sounding the alarm. America is in greater peril today than I think that she has been in any time since I began studying this 45 years ago. Well, before we go on, Joel, why don't we get your web page out there and your email so that people could reach you and possibly get a copy of your weekly World Affairs Brief if they might like to subscribe.
Yes, people can go to my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. That's just one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. Showcased on the front page is a summary of the current World Affairs Brief, and as it says on that front page, you can go to editor or email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief and receive a one-time free sample so that you can decide if you'd like to subscribe. My specialty is analyzing the news each week, even though my researchers put up all the top stories each day on the website, which you can go to and download. I do an analysis of what's missing from those stories so that people can understand what the real intent is behind these things, because very rarely does the media distort by outright lies, but they distort tremendously by careful omissions of key truths that would change people's opinion about what goes on in the news. So that's the purpose of World Affairs Brief. Are you there, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I was just going to say that I recommend it to our listeners, and because I certainly read it every single week. Well, what's the next subject we're going to take?
Well, you know, we spend $100 billion each year on intelligence, considering all the various agencies, the CIA and Homeland Security budget. And so all that Michael Chertoff can come up with is a laughable remark this week that he had a gut feeling that an al-Qaeda attack was imminent this summer. Is that all we've got to show for a combined $100 billion? As one commentator said, one suspects Chertoff's worried innards and leaks that al-Qaeda has returned to full strength have far more to do with growing Republican Party revolt against the president's Iraq war than nebulous threats from Osama bin Laden's loud but tiny group.
And well, don't you think, though, that certainly I see a lot of the people in the CFR, Arnold de Borgrave, other people, you know, that certainly are establishment, sort of trumpeting this idea there's got to be a terrorist attack, there's going to be a terrorist attack this summer. Everything points to a terrorist attack this summer. Paul Williams, who has written extensively on that, and supposedly a consultant for the FBI. But they're all talking about this coming terrorist attack. Do you think they're really going to stage something, or they're just going to scare us to death?
Well, it all depends on what happens in Iran, or it could be used to provoke a war with Iran. I mean, that's the major objective, is to continue to divert public opinion away from the woes in Iraq by creating a much larger war in Iran. And we're not talking about ground invasion. We're talking about a massive air and missile assault on Iran. Now, in order to provoke that, either you've got to continue doing what you're doing, which is sending in agent provocateurs like the Quds group to attack Iranian interests dressed up in American uniforms to try to get them to attack America in retaliation, or you've got to stage a terrorist attack here on this soil and blame it on Iranians, just like they staged the 9/11 attack and blamed it on al-Qaeda, which was, in fact, a CIA-controlled terrorist outfit. So either one could be true. They have used both in the past, and they will continue. We have a provocation before every war, whether it's the Gulf of Tonkin, whether it's setting explosive charges our own people did upon the battleship Maine to provoke the Spanish-American War, whether it's assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, which were done by collective Western interests in order to provoke World War One. So we've got a tremendous history. The Gulf of Tonkin, was the provocation for the Vietnam War. And there will be a provocation for Iran. Iran doesn't seem to be stupid enough to retaliate yet. They're trying to avoid war, but as Pat Buchanan says, when you have Congress handing it literally to Bush on a silver platter by voting 97-0 that in the Senate, that Iran is provoking a casus belli, meaning a cause for war with the U.S. by continued intervention in Iraq. And this is really trumped up intelligence.
Now, did they something say that Iran was complicit in, in killing Americans, supposedly?
Yes, that was part of the resolution by, our favorite Bush shill, Joseph Lieberman, Senator Independent, used to be Democrat Lieberman. But as Eric Margolis writes, Bush, Cheney, and company are trying to use al-Qaeda to scare Americans to vote Republican, just as they did prior to the 2004 election. It worked last time, and Bush got reelected, but Americans are increasingly leery of the White House crying wolf. Many are also asking how Bush could claim, quote, steady progress in Iraq while U.S. intelligence was reporting al-Qaeda movement is back to pre-2001 strength, and Iraq is a bloody mess.
Well,
as the president could say anything he wants. He declared victory on an aircraft carrier as a propaganda stunt as well.
Well, the thing that bothers me is that, they're moving this third carrier unit, battle group, into the Persian Gulf. Apparently, I was reading on your pages that they're moving a lot of aircraft, from the Air Force into that region, some of it into airfields in Iraq, but some of it into airfields in Kuwait and elsewhere, and these new units of the drone planes that, can certainly fire, weapons and drop bombs, guided by men who are actually running those planes from Florida, someplace there, sitting in front of a video screen. So we're putting in a tremendous amount amount of increased air power into that region, and just in the last few months. And I think that it looks to me like it's in preparation for a war with Iran, and all they need is a provocation, and they could do that overnight.
Well, that's right. You know, the U.S. is charging, through statements made by General Kevin Bergner, that Iranians planned a January raid on Karbala using commandos in American-style uniforms that resulted in the death of five U.S. soldiers. As the U.S. New York Times reports, quote, "This marks the first time the United States has charged that Iranian officials helped plan of operations against American troops that have led to the death of American soldiers. The Quds force of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards is using Hezbollah to train Shiites to attack our soldiers, providing them with enhanced IEDs that, of course, escort kills on U.S. troops." This is, of course, all the things that Bergner charged. I mean, it's just pure propaganda. He says, "We've captured a veteran Hezbollah agent and documents pointing to direct Iranian complicity in the Karbala raid, but they failed to reproduce those documents." You know, the United States just expects us to believe all of these continual charges every time they arrest a suspect. They state to the press he had links to Al-Qaeda. Well, where's the evidence? You know, Al-Qaeda doesn't have a uniform, doesn't have any ID cards. How can they be so sure these people are members of Al-Qaeda? You know, if they torture them and they say something, you know, what good is that type of a confession?
But, well, I think we're in real trouble, and I think it's only a matter of time before we are at war with Iran, and I just hope and pray I'm wrong. But everything points in that direction. We're increasing our military. We're not decreasing our military forces over there in preparation for the removal. We're increasing them in preparation for a war with Iran, and then we won't have to worry about Iraq. We'll be so tied up with Iran, everybody will forget what a mess the president's made out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Bush appears to have the blessing of Congress on this. He now has the naval and air forces at hand in Iraq, as you pointed out. What is stopping him? Well, it surely isn't Congress. As Pat Buchanan says, Congress buried a resolution last spring declaring that Bush must come to Congress before taking any new war in the Middle East, specifically Iran. Now, that should have been an up-and-down vote. Yes, you've got to come for permission. And it got defeated. Congress appears to be signaling Bush, says Buchanan, quote, "If you want to hit Iran, you have the green light, no need to consult us." He says, "Is this yet another abdication by Congress of its moral and constitutional duty to decide when and whether America goes to war?" Something's really fishy here, you know, as Buchanan points out. Iran has no interest in a war with the United States, which it seems to be toying with. Iran supports the pro-American Shia regime in Baghdad. The Al-Qaeda umbrella group in Iraq is their mortal enemy and has just warned Iran it faces terrorist attacks if it does not stop supporting the Shiites in Iraq. So this is just very, very strange what the case that the U.S. is trying to make. It only makes sense, in fact, if you realize that the United States controls Al-Qaeda at the very top and can produce this kind of phony intelligence at will.
And I thought it was just so interesting that recently the United States is saying, you know, to Musharraf over there in Pakistan, well, if you won't go after Al-Qaeda and, you know, al-Zawahiri and bin Laden, we're going to do it. So 5.5 years into the war, why, of course, we're beginning to make rumbles about, well, we're just going to send troops in and get those bad guys. Why would you wait 5.5 years before you go after the bad guys? Why didn't you do it back in September of 2001? And, of course, if we do invade Pakistan, you know, we'll have another can of worms opened.
Well, you know, this is another area of major deception, is the role of Pakistan. You know, Pakistan has always been a long-term ally of China. And it has, but it also has had this secret alliance with the CIA through the Interintelligence Service there in Iran and, or in Pakistan, and through Mr. Khan, they've essentially, the U.S. has given Pakistan the green light to share this kind of nuclear intelligence or nuclear technology with other countries. So it's been a proliferator of nuclear weapons and materials, and essentially acting as the U.S. surrogate in establishing Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to take down the Russians. somehow the U.S. claims that they lost control of Al-Qaeda, but simply there's no evidence of that. There is all the evidence that it's still acting as a surrogate. One of the reasons why the U.S. claims to go after Osama bin Laden in the Pakistan border with Afghanistan is so that Pakistan and Musharraf gets no further blame for failing to do it. The U.S. will, in essence, take the heat off of Musharraf, but nothing will get done as usual.
Well, I think that we just have to keep asking that question. Why would they wait 5.5 years to do anything? Why didn't we do it before? Certainly, General Zinni, Anthony Zinni, four-star Marine general, who was in charge of that whole military area there, the Central Asian Command, after he retired or after he left the Marine Corps. And he basically said, why did we invade Iraq? Why didn't we just go after Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda? I mean, and we were going after the wrong country at the wrong time in history, speaking of going into Iraq. And he was very, very critical of our policies. He said, Iraq was of no danger to us. I was reading all the intelligence. I knew everything was going on. And he asked that question, and I think every one of our listeners should ask it. If Osama bin Laden was really such a bad guy and was responsible for killing 3,000 Americans in September of 2001, why didn't we pursue him into Pakistan? And why didn't we end this whole Al-Qaeda movement at that time? And I think Joel has answered it, because we created Al-Qaeda, we wanted to maintain Al-Qaeda, and we sure needed to have an enemy. And what better enemy than the wicked Osama bin Laden?
Well, it's something that's very difficult to figure out, because frankly, virtually 100% of the information we have about Al-Qaeda or any of the terrorism comes from the United States itself, and they offer virtually no backup documents claiming national security secrets to allow anyone independent to see if the charges are true. I mean, when you start to give an intelligent estimate that Al-Qaeda is bigger than such and such, I mean, you've got to have detailed insider information of Al-Qaeda to make that statement. Either it's your organization and you own it, and that's why you know what their numbers are, or that you're simply making it up or guessing. And I'll leave it to your readers to decide.
Well, I think we have a real problem, and we can always come up with that threat of another Al-Qaeda report. Certainly, Ms. Chertoff's digestive tract, which is giving a funny feeling in his gut, but with all of the other people out there who are apologists for the establishment talking about the coming attack, why, they could, of course, simply be creating fears, but I've got this feeling, this very strange feeling myself, that there is going to be some sort of an attack. Something's going to happen this year to justify, of course, going to war with Iran. And heaven help us if we do.
Well, in fact, I think we'll be able to survive this fine. The purpose of doing a major aerial attack on Iran is to provoke increasing hatred of the United States among the world. This will eventually provide the provocation and justification for Russia and China to take out the bully of the world when they decide to do it. Now, Israel's integrally a part of that, as The Guardian pointed out through some insiders at the White House who are busy leaking to them some information. He said either Israel's going to do it or the U.S. is going to do it. And so a great deal of what's happening in Israel is I think preparatory to what's going to be a major war in the Middle East triggered by this Iran conflict. Israel's in the midst of releasing 250 prisoners again. This is after an additional 250 prisoners were released to trade for the soldier that was taken hostage. For a nation with a vowed policy of never giving up, never giving into terror, trading prisoners for hostages, Israel must hold a record for crossing their own red lines. But what's really happening, Dr. Stan, that's of interest to us, is that Olmert is committing the same kind of political suicide in Israel as Ariel Sharon did. Ariel Sharon had to leave the Likud party to avoid an outright rebellion of the right-wing base of the Likud party. And so he started the Kadima party, had this stroke, and so now his deputy, Olmert, takes over, and he's just like Ariel Sharon really went down with negative numbers in the polls because of giving away the Gaza settlements, and it did not yield peace. Hamas rules Gaza right now. Now Olmert, having engineered the ousting of Hamas from the Palestinian government, and the way they engineered this was to talk Abbas into provoking Hamas to attack the PA security forces, then pulling out of support of the PA security forces so that they were easily defeated, then claiming that Hamas was now out of the government, dissolving the government, forming two separate governments. This now allows all this international aid to pour back into Mahmoud Abbas's Palestinian Authority, which is now holed up in the West Bank, the occupied territories, while Hamas controls Gaza. And now Olmert is busy giving away more prisoners to them. He's going to be very unpopular. The powers that be in Israel are preparing to defeat Olmert, but they can't yet get Netanyahu back in line to win. So they're going to start a new political party to do that.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow, next week. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I really need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to be part of our team and help us and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you've got our monthly newsletters, and of course you can get CDs rather than tapes, but really more than that, you're helping us do what we do. and that is reach out across America, indeed across the whole world, with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And I hope you enjoyed the programs we put on. We put them on 5 hours a day. We get the finest guests we can find. People who generally I agree with. Now, I don't agree with everybody on everything, but certainly if I disagree, you should, I hope, be able to tell by my questions. But certainly we have certain guests we have on quite regularly, and I think most of what they say is quite accurate. Now, if I can tell you, I'm firmly convinced that everything points to the fact that we're going to war with Iran. Have you gotten in a supply of food? Have you laid in a supply of health products you should have on hand? Do you have a Berkey water filter? Do you have barrels to put water in and pumps to get the water out with? Do you have the other things that you will need to survive if times get difficult? We do not know what is going to happen, but you would be very, very foolish not to have everything in place. And believe me, once this happens, and whether it's chemical, biological warfare, whether it's certainly a nuclear attack, whether it is simply terrorism in our streets and the breakdown of the ability of our infrastructure to work, our transportation structure, whether, of course, it's gasoline, you know, at $15 a gallon or the diesel at that price, and so we can't get things delivered. Make your preparations and hope and pray you don't need them. You do not need any of the products, but they won't do any harm to have on hand. And believe me, it's far better to have them and not need them than need them and not have them. So if you already have a food catalog and you haven't ordered things, don't put it off. Most people are, but don't you put it off. Make your preparations now, and if you don't get the products to us, get them through somebody. You need to have the water. You need to have a big Berkey or a Berkey Life water filter. You need to have a lot of health products on hand, the vitamins and minerals and other things that you would need, and certainly the barrels to store water in. Make your preparations, and we're not talking about years from now. We're talking about literally between weeks and months, in my estimation, and I certainly hope I'm wrong. But anyway, if you'd like more information, you'd like a pre-catalog on food, long-term survival foods, or health products, or other materials, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and believe me, anything that's made in the way of profits, I just use to support what we do, because we go behind very often on a monthly basis. But we do what we do. My wife puts up with me and helps me because, well, we're certainly the people on the wall that are warning people. We're called to be the people that described in Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33. And we're to be there on the wall warning people of what lies ahead. And if people listen, fine, then we've done our job. And if people don't listen, then their blood is on their hands. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
GCN Radio Network.
Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, our guest this afternoon is Dr. Ralph Walton. And we're going to be talking about a subject which I think is so vitally important, and that is aspartame. And it is a product. It is a deadly product that is being put into our food, it's being put into our Diet Cokes, it's being put into our gum. And we have to ask why, when all the scientific studies show that this is a poisonous substance. And so, without further ado, I'm going to give you Dr. Walton, who's done a great deal of work and written extensively on this in the past. Dr. Walton, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure. I'm very happy to be with you.
Well, why don't you just to tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how it came that you were so interested in this subject?
Okay. First of all, I'm a physician. I'm a psychiatrist. For many years, I was in academic medicine. I was professor and chairman of psychiatry at a medical school, Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine. I was commissioner of mental health in Chautauqua County. I'm now a medical director of a public mental health clinic, a large clinic in Erie, Pennsylvania, that cares for seriously mentally ill. I first got into the aspartame issue really because of the experiences of one of my patients. This was in 1985, 2 years after aspartame was introduced into the market. I had a patient who had a sudden manic episode. This is a woman who had recurrent depression, had never been manic, suddenly had a manic episode and then a grand mal seizure. And I just could not explain either the mania or the seizure activity. Nothing really made sense clinically. A little detective work revealed that the only thing that was different in my patient's life was that she decided she was a little too heavy, and she was going to make a switch from drinking. She drank a lot of iced tea, and she made a switch from tea sweetened with sugar to this new product, Crystal Light, which was aspartame. And that was the only thing different. So looking at the chemistry of it, I concluded that perhaps the aspartame was responsible for both her manic episode and the seizure. That was how I first got into the issue.
Well, of course, when she got off of the diet drink, was she actually relieved of her symptoms?
Yes. Matter of fact, actually, I initially thought maybe she was bipolar, and I started her on treatment for bipolar illness, lithium, but then concluded that this really was not a case of manic depressive illness, and I concluded that it was aspartame related, took her off the lithium, and convinced her to have absolutely no more Crystal Light or any other source of aspartame. And she was fine. She never had a recurrence. The subsequent 20 years, she had no more manic episodes, even though she was on no medication to prevent that, had no more seizure activity. So clearly it was related to her aspartame use.
Well, did she have any recurrence of her depressions after that?
She's somebody who was maintained still on an antidepressant. She had depressive episodes, severe depressive episodes, even well before aspartame was
right
on the market. But you raise an interesting point, because I have many, many patients who really have aspartame-related difficulties. So whenever I have a patient with a mood disorder, one of the first things I'm going to do is to make sure that I look at their diet, and if they're using aspartame, get them off that.
All right, fine. Will you hang on here? We're going to be bringing another station on, another major station on the West Coast. And so we'll cover a little bit more of this, go over the same issues. Don't worry about it. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Ralph Walton.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Walton was talking about the fact that they had actually run a double-blind study. They had actually taken one group and they'd given the aspartame to, and I assume that the people did have some sort of a mood disorder. Were some of these people completely normal, or
yeah,
did they all have...
Yeah, we had control. We had those who did... Yeah. The point I wanted to make is that the man, PhD psychologist, actually had... a retinal bleeding episode and lost the vision in one eye, and we had a nurse also with intraocular bleeding, so we had two subjects in the study who had eye emergencies, which we certainly didn't expect. I thought that there would be some accentuation of mood problems. I never thought that there could be a problem ophthalmologically with the subject's eyes.
Yeah, of course, Dr. Roberts, who's, of course, been dealing with this for a long period of time, he has this great big mammoth book, and he's talked about this thing as being not an uncommon complication.
That's right, that's right. So, you know, I did not anticipate this or expect this. I felt absolutely terrible that two of our subjects actually had very significant eye problems, which we attributed to the aspartame.
But how about the mood? I mean, what really happened? Now, Dr. Walton was saying that they had certainly a review board in the institution where he was working, and they actually had to stop the whole study because there were so many people who were taking aspartame who had certainly undesirable results. And so, I mean, what percentage were we talking about?
Well, People with mood disorders did have a statistically significant accentuation of difficulties. People without mood disorders did not. You know, we had one group that had a psychiatric history, another group that had no such history, and it was the people who had a psychiatric history who reacted more severely, which is really pretty much what we anticipated. That I felt that there's a certain vulnerable population. I think that everybody should avoid it, certainly, but I think that people with underlying mood disorders are particularly sensitive to it, because aspartame really changes brain chemistry, and when people do have an underlying problem with the balance of certain neurotransmitters in the brain, they are especially vulnerable to some of the adverse effects.
Well, could you explain to our listeners how this alters the chemistry? Because a lot of people don't understand brain chemistry, and at least perhaps you could make it as simple as possible.
Yeah, sure. Maybe I can understand it. It's a very involved area. I'll try to put it as simply as I can. We know that in mood disorders, there are several neurotransmitters, that is, chemical messengers, that are very, very important. Again, we don't have all the answers yet, but we know that a brain chemical called serotonin is very much involved, another brain chemical called norepinephrine, dopamine. These are all involved in various psychiatric illnesses, and there's an alteration in the balance of these neurotransmitters in the brain. Aspartame is what's called a dipeptide. It's two amino acids stuck together. It's what's called a methyl ester of two amino acids. But basically, when you take in aspartame, you take in phenylalanine, which is a building block for what are called catecholamines. That's one group of neurotransmitters very much involved in mood disorders. They include norepinephrine, epinephrine, dopamine. And you also, at the same time that you increase the precursors for catecholamines, you decrease the building blocks for serotonin so that you have a shift in that balance or the ratio of neurochemicals that are very, very much involved in depressive illness. So, again, that's too quick and too simple, but it's a very involved and complex issue. But you're basically changing that very, very sensitive chemical balance in the brain.
And, of course, I mean, this is not simply an innocuous substance. I mean, certainly sugar is not one of my favorite things, but
sugar is an awful lot safer than aspartame. You know, the industry is very, very prone to say, well, this is a perfectly natural product. You have these amino acids in nature. But see, in nature, when we eat protein, those amino acids are part of a long and complex chain. We don't eat amino acids in isolation like this. And when you take aspartate, that's one of the amino acids, and you take phenylalanine in isolation, you really have a very, very different impact from what happens when you take these same amino acids as part of a long, complex protein chain. So it's absolute nonsense when the industry says that these are perfectly natural substances, that we eat them all the time. We don't. We don't have aspartic acid and phenylalanine in isolation in our diet.
All right. Well, now, does this have any effect on people with schizophrenia, which is...
I'm convinced. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a research study with, along with the University of Pittsburgh, just looking at just that question. I'm convinced, after my experience with my patients, that it does play a role in schizophrenia. What that role is, I don't really know yet. And I can't say with certainty, because this is just an observation right now, but we're going to be doing some more research looking at diet in schizophrenia and the role that that diet plays. You know, we unfortunately, many of the treatments that we use for schizophrenia today are highly effective, but also can cause quite a bit of weight problem. And I'm convinced that diet, even aside from the issue of the medications, that diet plays a role in mental health. We as physicians need to be more diligent about looking at the dietary history of our patients. But we will be looking at whether aspartame plays a role in accentuating some of the difficulties that our schizophrenic patients experience.
Well, I guess, I remember when I went to medical school, you know, we took, I think, one course in nutrition. And,
yeah,
and
I had almost nothing.
Most doctors really don't know anything about nutrition.
That's right. I too had a similar experience in my medical school. You know, I think there was one morning devoted, very, very little, almost nothing devoted to diet.
And yet, of course, I think many, many years ago, the doctors knew a lot more about nutrition than the more modern doctors. And this is not to fault doctors. I love them, and they're doing the best. They honestly doing the best they can. But if they do not have the knowledge and understanding of what we're talking about, and most of them have no realization of the very real dangers of aspartame. Now, what sort of response have you gotten as you've talked to your, you know, your certainly your peers about this, and you know, try to write articles on this? Are you having any luck in getting these articles published? Are you having any luck in getting this information out at medical meetings?
Yeah, well, my papers were published. Yeah, they are in the literature, but the literature is flooded, though, with papers attesting to the safety of aspartame. You know, papers like mine and the recent Ramazzini study, et cetera, are out there. But unfortunately, there are also hundreds of studies attesting to the safety. But when you look at those studies, it's really important to look at the bottom line, who paid for the studies. And it's typically the industry that has paid for the studies that attest to its safety. And independent studies usually do identify a problem.
And I really think that this is really, it's an unfortunate thing, but very, very true. I mean, if you are in academic medicine, you must be able to publish, and to be able to publish, you're going to have funding, and to get the funding, you're going to have to get it from somebody. And if you come up with articles from the aspartame industry that says that aspartame is a toxin, it creating problems, it's damaging patients, you will never again get another grant. It's just that simple.
Yes, it's unfortunately and tragically the case.
And certainly we have to be concerned about what's best for the patients, you know, not what's good for industry. Now, certainly aspartame, you have aspartic acid, you have phenylalanine, and then I hear people talk about methanol.
Yes, because it's a methyl ester. It's a methyl ester of those two amino acids. And what that means is that we metabolize it to methanol, which is wood alcohol. We break down aspartame into its constituent parts, and we break it down to wood alcohol, to methanol, which in turn is broken down into formaldehyde and formic acid. These are all very, very toxic substances. I'm convinced that the two people in my study who had eye problems experienced those eye problems because of the methanol.
And, of course, methanol, you know, that's wood alcohol. People used to make that and drink it. You know,
drink it and wind up blind.
Right. And so this has been known for a long period
long
of time.
Yeah.
And nobody drinks methyl alcohol today, and yet, of course, we're giving them the aspartame, which the body breaks down, and you get exactly the same effect.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, certainly the major thing that seems to me would be to get psychiatrists across America to begin to realize this, because, you know, certainly psychiatrists, you know, it must be really very frustrating to be a psychiatrist. You want to help the patients, and yet, of course, when there's something wrong with the chemistry of the mind or the brain, you know, it's a frightening thing. It's a frightening thing for the family. I mean, you feel this sense of helplessness. I mean, what do you do with somebody you love, and they're just not thinking clearly?
Unfortunately, we are developing better treatments today. Although we don't have, you know, the ultimate answers, obviously, we certainly can today treat people with these tragic disorders more effectively than we could in the past.
And, of course, it would be wonderful, you know, if you could actually determine a direct relationship between nutrition and behavior. Are there any papers at all that you know of going into the relationship between certainly schizophrenia and aspartame?
No, there's nothing that I know of in literature yet. We hope to put something there. As I said, we're going to be starting a study, but no, I know of nothing at this point addressing that important question.
What about nutrition and just
behavior? Well, nutrition, sure. And there was a whole movement called orthomolecular psychiatry and so forth, looking at nutrition and schizophrenia. That was a very controversial area. I mean, schizophrenia is a complex illness, and I'm convinced that nutrition is important in health and certainly in mental illness, but I don't think we can say that schizophrenia is caused by nutritional factors.
No, right.
Clearly a genetic aspect to this. It's a complex disorder.
All right, so maybe the nutrition plays some part in influencing it, even though it's not necessarily caused by it.
Right.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Dr. Ralph Walton, and we're going to be talking about his experience as a psychiatrist, working with people who are taking something that is put in so much of your food and your drinks and your gum, and we should all be concerned. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. You know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ralph G. Walton, and of course his website, safeharborbh.org. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, at 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for Dr. Walton why this is a good time to do it, but this is a vitally important issue because, of course, it's not simply aspartame, but this is such a very obvious example of where the Sydney government agencies are not protecting the public health, because the experimental work on the problems inherent with the use of aspartame was known long before it was ever released, and even this tendency towards convulsions was well known, wasn't it, before aspartame was released?
Yes, it was, sure.
Well, what about these scientific studies? Why were they ignored back in 1980, 1981?
Well, back in those days, you know who was president of Searle, a company that had the patent on aspartame?
Well, I do, but perhaps our listeners don't
know. Our listeners need to know that this was Donald Rumsfeld, who was CEO and actually pushed through the approvals.
And, of course, he was very active in the Reagan administration, was on the transition team, and was one of the darlings of the administration at that time, and used his political power to push through and get the FDA to accept something that they had...
Their own scientists did not want to accept.
I mean, they'd been fighting this for 15 years, hadn't they, something like that?
Yes, they had been. They knew what we are just gradually learning now, but the FDA must have known, because their own people told them this.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Ben, who's calling in from Salinas. Ben, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, but the question is, we hear in the news last night that Mr. Bush has put together a new George Bush food quality board there. Wouldn't it be more legally proper to fire the people in the FDA and remandate it with a new directorship there to do what it was directed to do in the first place?
Sure, I would be in favor of that.
Excuse me?
I would be in favor of that.
Okay, well then, that was my question.
All right, fine. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Mary. Marilyn, is Mary Lyon from, how do you pronounce your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn, okay, Marilyn from California. Do you have a question or comment?
I wanted to ask the doctor what he thinks about the Splenda, the new stuff they're putting in all the Atkins foods and everything else.
I mean, that's sucralose. Again, I'm not, you know, an expert on that. We don't have an awful lot of research on it. My bet is it will eventually prove to have some of its own problems, but certainly I can't comment very intelligently on it. But it's a chlorinated hydrocarbon, sucralose, and although the claim is made that it's made from sugar and is like sugar, when you chlorinate hydrocarbons, you tend to wind up with something very toxic. So my bet is that eventually some problems will be apparent with this, too.
All right.
Again, I'm not an expert. I don't have any evidence on that.
All right, fine. There are a few other things that you can take, Marilyn, if you want to get in touch with us. We'd be glad to talk to you about them. Something called Just Like Sugar, which Dr. Blaylock has evaluated, and it's made from orange peels, but apparently it works quite well and does not have all the disadvantages of either sugar or these chemical products, which are actually the chemical compounds that certainly...
How about saccharin? I use that all the time because I don't eat sugar. Do you think saccharin is all right?
Well, you know, there was certainly controversy about saccharin, too. Just remember, sugar's got, 16 calories per teaspoon? You know, provided you don't have too much of it. You have to be cautious with the total amount, but I'm convinced that's a lot safer than many of these artificial agents.
And I would certainly agree, although I don't think there's anything specifically wrong with saccharin. It's been around for a long time. Anything else, Marilyn?
No, thank you very much.
You're okay, fine. Well, of course, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, however, is not an expert on all the field here. His expertise is in the effect of the aspartame on the mind and on the chemistry of the mind. And here we're using this product that alters the chemistry of the brain. And you use it in people with mood disorders, and I don't think anybody should be surprised that many times it works, of course, to the detriment of the patient.
And it's very difficult to get people to stop taking it. I'm convinced there's a
a low-level addictive quality to aspartame.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment here. And out the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Thanks. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Ralph G. Walton. And if you're out there and the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dr. Walton, do you have a web page? Anything you'd like to put out for our listeners where they can go
get
some?
I don't have my own web page, no.
All right, fine. And what is that Safe Harbor website?
Safe Harbor has a website. And I have email at Safe Harbor, too. It's ralph.walton@shbh.org.
I see. All right, fine. And what is Safe Harbor?
Safe Harbor is a public mental health clinic that is committed to caring for the most seriously mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Well, of course, would you feel that aspartame would play a part in serious mental illness as well as...
Yes, I'm convinced that it does. I mean, not just... I think it's deleterious to everyone, but especially so to those with psychiatric problems.
All right, fine. Of course, I think this is something that really has to be understood. Most people don't understand it's aspartic acid and phenylalanine, and then, of course, the... Is it Now, where does the methyl alcohol actually come into that? Or is that the methyl bond?
That's the methyl ester. You know, it's an organic salt. That's what's meant by an ester. It's an organic salt, and this is a methyl ester. So if the body breaks that down into methanol, wood alcohol.
Well, now, of course.
Again, it's a small amount, and the amount of formaldehyde is small, but we cannot really metabolize or eliminate the formaldehyde. It accumulates. The work of Troco in Spain demonstrated years ago that those little bits of formaldehyde accumulate in the body. We cannot get rid of them. So the longer we take in aspartame, the more formaldehyde there is in our body, and that's a highly toxic, highly carcinogenic substance.
Well, I remember, of course, when I was going to medical school, we used to use formaldehyde all the time.
Sure. When I went to medical school, we did, too. Yeah. Now we know how dangerous it is, and medical students are no longer subjected to formaldehyde. I used to put my whole arm in a vat of formaldehyde. When we dissected our cadaver, we had to wrap the cadaver every evening when we were through with our dissection in formaldehyde. So I would dip my arm in this big vat and soak these cotton wrappings in formaldehyde, so I smelled the formaldehyde in my entire first year of medical school.
I think we all did, because they embalmed people with formaldehyde, and yet, of course, we're ingesting this this embalming substance, and people really don't understand this, and when you try to tell them, they look at you, and that could not be true. I mean, if it were, why certainly, if it were true, why Rush Limbaugh would tell us. Well, if a patient tries to stop taking the aspartame, what happens to them? And is there anything that you can do to help people who want to get off of the aspartame?
Yeah, they do need to stop it. They need to read labels. You know, I think you might have mentioned it. It's in 6,000 different products right now. So people need to be really, really diligent about reading labels, because even small amounts can prove quite toxic once you're sensitized to it. You really have to be totally abstinent from aspartame. So that means being extremely cautious, looking at everything. It's in products that you would not suspect. It's even in some brands of toothpaste. I mean, it's everywhere. So people really, really need to do their homework and read labels extremely carefully, because you have to avoid all of it.
And, of course, this complicates the whole issue of shopping. Of course, we have...
Yes, it does.
My son came home from the military. He was very, very sensitive to many, many things, MSG, sulfates, and things of that sort. And so my wife had to take to reading anything that was prepared food. Why? She reads it at that time.
Yeah, there's so many things we need to avoid. We have to, you know, avoid partially hydrogenated oils and so forth. I mean, there's just so much that we need to really avoid. Our diet is extremely important.
And most people just don't read the labels. They, it's there, must be safe, and we're going to... And do not do that. Read it, learn, you know, what these various terms are, and many times they will use terms simply to confuse you. But, of course, usually with aspartame, or they call it aspartame, NutraSweet, and they have one or two other names for it.
People need to educate themselves. The FDA is not doing a good job of protecting us.
Is equal the same thing?
Yes, equal is the same thing.
All right, fine. So understand that there are all these names out there, and you better understand that these are toxins, and they've been in baby food, they've certainly been in so many of the things that you eat, and they do actually make them taste better. Because these are excitotoxins, and they have a definite effect on the brain.
Yes, they do.
And, but this is not necessarily a healthy effect at all.
No, it's a very unhealthy effect.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, doesn't MSG work in some respects?
It also is a potent excitotoxin. John only pointed that out many years ago, that both aspartame and MSG are excitotoxins that do a lot of damage to the central nervous system.
Well, now, Sidney, when you say excitotoxins, could you explain to our listeners?
So that means that they stimulate the neuron, and they'll cause a firing of neurons.
All right, but does that have any damaging effect?
Yes, it definitely does have damaging effect. This is not a healthy firing. This eventually creates major problems in the central nervous system.
Well, now, if you have somebody with visual problems and you stop their aspartame, You know, will the visual problems get better?
Well, it depends on how severe the problem is. The one gentleman in our study who had an intraocular bleed, there was so much damage to his eye that he lost the sight in that one eye. The nurse who had a problem, her bleed was much more minor, and she recovered the vision. So one person did not recover vision, the other did.
And, of course, the real problem, from my point of view, is that the average ophthalmologist has no idea.
Yeah, I was able to find one paper in the ophthalmology literature about this, but you're exactly right. Most ophthalmologists are not aware of that. It's not in, as I said, one paper I found in the ophthalmology literature addressing the issue of aspartame and its toxicity to the eye, but it's not a widely known phenomenon amongst ophthalmologists.
And certainly it is covered in Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And, of course, if you really want to understand this, why, well, we suggest people get Dr. Roberts' book. It's almost like an encyclopedia. But it's a wonderful source of information from a man who's, you know, certainly dedicated his life to exposing the toxicity of this substance. And I understand he's a diabetic specialist and an endocrinologist. And,
yes.
And we certainly owe him a debt of gratitude. Well, let's go to the mic who's calling in. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question?
Yeah, hi, Stan. Yeah, one question. I'm wondering if there is a short, easy, simple-to-read paper that the doctor could recommend that explains aspartame and its effects. It would be good to give to store owners who, you know, of course, sell products that contain aspartame so they could be aware of what they're selling.
Well, you know, there isn't an awful lot written. Dr. Roberts' book and Dr. Blaylock's book are excellent sources.
Mm-hmm. Anything that would be contained in a page or two that they could read easily? These are store owners that, you know, I'm suggesting taking these things to. I'd like to do this around town here.
Or either that or just give it to people, but I don't know of anything that's really in a one-page summary of this. The very real problem.
I've written a few things for Betty Martini that she's distributed. She probably has quite a few one-page articles. If you want, she's out of the country right now. She's in New Zealand, I believe, currently. But I know that she has one-page summaries, because I've written some things for her.
Blowaway.com.
Yes, in fact, my secretary has just pointed out that we have a one-page summary on this. So Betty Martini sends us so much information. But if you would be interested, Mike, why, you could talk to my secretary off the air. We'll be glad to get it for you.
Okay,
and it talks about the effect of aspartame, MSG, and it certainly will give you the background. If you need a one page, we've got it.
Great. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Mike. And I think this is so important, ladies and gentlemen, because if you're not involved in helping us get the information out, who's going to be? We have so many problems facing us today from a nutritional point of view. But, you know, this is a great subject because the scientific literature has been around going back to the 1960s pointing out the danger of aspartame. And it was at that time that a board of medical specialists evaluated this and said this should never be, of course, released for public use. And basically, my understanding, this was actually a pesticide, wasn't it? Or some sort of an insecticide that somebody got a little on their finger and decided it was sweet?
Well, no, it was a man actually who was investigating a new anti-ulcer drug. I've seen things to the effect that it was a pesticide. I don't know where all that came from. But no, it was somebody who was trying to develop a new anti-ulcer medication, and he just happened to spill some, licked his finger, noticed it was sweet. I mean, it has been noted that it does kill certain insects, and I guess that's where but it wasn't developed as an insect.
All right, fine. And so here we have something that's going to kill the insects, so what do we do with it? Why, we put it into your children's gum. We put it into baby food. We use this because it is a wonderful excitotoxin. And of course, it really, of course, it makes your food taste so much better. And that's why people want to eat it. And that, of course, is whether it's aspartame or MSG. It really, of course, makes you think you're getting some benefit from it, but of course it is actually causing your neuron to fire off, and you get sort of a high from this almost, don't you, Doctor?
Yes, as I said, I believe that there is a low-level addictive quality. It's very difficult for me often to convince people to totally get off it, even when they know of the damage that it's doing. I've had patients who have neurologic problems mimicking MS, where they're really severely incapacitated, and I've urged them to get off the aspartame, see where we are, because it can look very much like MS. Some of these patients will still continue to use it, knowing how damaging it is.
Well, I mean, but do they actually develop long-track neurological signs and symptoms with numbness and weakness?
Yes, they have symptoms that are virtually indistinguishable from demyelinating lesions from MS.
Well, can you see these lesions on?
Yes, I've had patients who actually do have lesions that have evidence of demyelination where it seems to have been aspartame related. Again, it's not that I don't want to say that aspartame causes MS. Obviously, that's a separate illness, but it can cause neurologic problems that look, to all intents and purposes, very much like MS.
And so to the individual, you really can't tell whether this is...
Often it's difficult to tell the difference, yeah, until you get somebody off MS. Some of those situations may resolve. Obviously, many will not. Many people with MS really do have that illness. But people often who present with symptoms, with a clinical picture that looks very much like MS, really have aspartame-related problems.
And, of course, the problem is that since doctors are not focusing on this and not taking the patients off the aspartame, the patients then will continue with the progression of the neurological
disease. Right, and receive a diagnosis of MS, perhaps, when maybe it's not.
Well, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. How frequently do you think that people with neurological problems, that this is referable to aspartame, would be 1%?
I think quite frequently, especially seizures. You know, so many people, in my practice over the years, I wrote a chapter in Richard Wortman has a book on dietary phenylalanine and brain function, and I have a chapter in there just addressing that issue of seizures and aspartame. So many people who think they have seizure disorders perhaps are having seizures because of their aspartame use.
Well,
perhaps they're taking even anticonvulsants that they might not need if they were to get rid of the aspartame.
Well, if you've written this for a book, then certainly that information has gotten out. What sort of response do you get from doctors who read your chapter in this textbook?
Not too many people read this book, unfortunately. It was put out by MIT, but it's not a book for, you know, again, I'm not sure how many copies it sold, but it is out there. It's not very widely read.
And this is the real problem that we have today, because, of course, there's a great deal of money on the other side. I know I've talked to Betty Martini down in Mexico, or New Mexico. They were actually trying to get legislation through outlaw the use of aspartame in the state of New Mexico.
Unfortunately, that effort failed.
And it failed because, of course, the people on the other side, you know, brought in just teams of lobbyists. They had, you know,
a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, and they had lobbyists for every single person who was there. I mean, and they were, you know, they were certainly spending a lot of money and doing everything they could and bringing a lot of experts in.
Yeah, there was a similar effort in England. I went to England last year. Roger Williams, a member of parliament, sponsored actually a call for the banning of aspartame in the United Kingdom, and he asked me to come and help him with that effort. I went to, and I spoke to parliament a year or so ago, but it didn't get very far there either.
Well, what happened over there? Do they have lobbyists in Great Britain like we have them here?
Sure they do.
And what could they say in their defense? Would they just say, well, he's wrong, or he's got a vendetta, or they simply would quote
quote all of the industry-funded research.
But do they have any research that was not industry-funded that shows that it's perfectly safe?
Virtually everything that's not industry-sponsored demonstrates a problem.
So they must have spent an awful lot of money to get all those papers.
Sure. Obviously they spent a fortune.
To keep this thing going. So, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately we're dealing with unscrupulous people. who don't seem to really be concerned about all the damage that they're producing, because we're talking really about, really, it must be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people using this poison in America on a regular basis.
Regular basis, absolutely. And paradox, you know, people are primarily using it because they want to lose weight. I'm convinced it makes people gain weight.
I am too, in fact. Certainly, but the animal studies that Dr. Olney had done, it showed it produced pathological obesity. And just what's the solution to pathological obesity? More of it going to happen, drink more aspartame. I mean, it'd be some.
Yeah, there are studies done. It was a paper by Blundell many years ago on this, and Sharon Fowler's work in University of Texas. So there are studies showing that aspartame is associated with weight gain long.
Well, here it almost seems like we're, you know, dealing with a nation gone mad. I mean, how could you have something that is this harmful in the diet being given to our children and to young adults, and of course to people that really have every age, but something which can attack the mind and create convulsions and a pathological, of course, weight gain and diabetes and retinal hemorrhages. And I mean, how did this happen? We're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Dr. Walton, to wrap up our program.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Goodbye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a lot of you out there are probably getting tired of hearing me talk about this, but what are you doing about it? We're poisoning our children. Are you concerned? And if you'd like more information, why, of course, we have, of course, our four tape sets on aspartame. We carry the book, excitotoxins, the taste that kills. We carry the Dr. Roberts book, Aspartame, the Forgotten Epidemic. We have two excellent DVDs. One is called Sweet Misery. The other is called Sweet Remedy. And you have to understand that we are poisoning our children. And now, of course, you can go up to Betty Martini's webpage. That's doorway.com. D-O-R-W-A-Y, only one O there. And then, of course, she has another website as well. And if you get the first website, she connects you with the second one. And you can see all of the scientific studies, even many of them done by government employees, showing that we're putting carcinogens into our food. Now, why would you do something like that? Unless, of course, you wanted population control. And that, of course, it becomes the common denominator, in my estimation, why we're fluoridating our water, why we're poisoning our children with mercury. Why, of course, we're poisoning children all throughout the world, even though they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines in the United States. We've left it in to give to the little black children and brown children throughout the world. And the people who are financing this are in favor of population control. Bill and Melinda Gates are dedicated to these concepts of population control. So why are they spending so many hundreds of millions of dollars to give vaccines to protect the lives of all of these little black children and brown children? Well, of course, you need to get Dr. Ayoub's wonderful talk, and we have it. It was given at our seminar 2 years ago, entitled Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And if you actually get the DVD or video, we'll send you free of charge a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documentation and other scientific studies showing the toxic effects of these substances. So understand that they know exactly what they're doing, but there really are people who have an entirely different worldview. So you really need to see my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, on planned population reduction, on population control. There are three different talks. None Dare Call It Genocide, planned population reduction, and population control. There's a four-tape set on population control. And you can go up on my webpage of RadioLiberty.com and pull down my Population Control Agenda Monograph. That's the Population Control Agenda Monograph. You can certainly go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and pull it down. Read it and understand that there is a spiritual component that energizes the people who want to kill off hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. And, of course, they use wars and revolutions and diseases and then, of course, direct poisons. And all you need to do is read, of course, Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, and I think it's page 50, although you'll find the exact page referenced in my writings. And of course, you'll actually find it in our Hidden Agenda syllabus, where we actually have permission from the people who hold the patent or the copyright on Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society. And you'll see the pages, you can read them, where he talks about the injections and injunctions and things we give people to eat, why we can change their minds so they will never...
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis every day from 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening, 8 to 10. I want to introduce Super Silver, not like any other silver nutraceutical, with three new technologies patented November 14th at the U.S. Patent Office. The particle size, nano-oxygen silver wrap, and scalar technologies unlike any other to kill all known pathogens, viruses, bacteria, Lyme, parasites. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms and pathogens and stay well.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. The top U.S. diplomat in Iraq has told a Senate panel Iraq's government is making some political progress, but he says there is room for improvement. In prepared remarks, Ryan Crocker also warned Congress against relying heavily on a list of benchmarks to measure gains made in Iraq. A House panel is hearing testimony about problems with formaldehyde fumes in FEMA trailers provided to storm victims. The agency, which has received dozens of complaints, has said that the trailers conform to industry standards and that proper ventilation can reduce the fumes. However, FEMA trailer resident Lindsay